There's this guy we introduced you to, I think, last week, that ran a business called iPromo. They make promotional items. If you all go to a large gathering, you all might get a ball cap or a pencil or a flash drive with the company or the event logo on there. That's promotional. And there's an iPromo company that has now been doing iHealth merchandise. The guy that set up that company has relationships with people that make these things in China. So he has avenues of transportation already set up and companies that already do business with him. He told us earlier in the week that since it appears to have peaked in China and they ramped up production so fast, there is plenty of the items we want in America over there. The problem is getting them here, particularly since a lot of websites have shut down individual commerce on these things because people were profiteering. Now, here's a businessman who's trying to keep people at work. So he shifted his business to importing these items and getting them in hands of healthcare professionals and municipalities that need them. The minimum order was 1,000. Ah, crap, I want 12. So I'm out. And I believe he's now lowered the threshold. Hey, Leo, this is John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on, and happy Good Friday.
Likewise, sir. That's a fair description of where you and I are today, right?
It is. We had, after you and I last talked, we had a flood of emails asking people to lower our minimum quantity from 1,000 to 200, even less, like to 10 units to 20 units. We can't do it just because we're not set up that way. We are a promotional products distributor at our core, so we don't have the capacity to ship one, two pieces at a time. But we were able to work with our suppliers to lower it to 250 masks minimum, and we can get those out pretty quickly.
All right. I know somebody with a business, and they might take 250 masks when people start coming back into their shop for their employees, if nothing else. So that, to me, is a much more manageable number for a lot of people listening. It could be a small village hall. It could be a company. It could be a hospital. It could be a big family. If you want 250 masks, what's the delivery time, Leo?
So just a little step back. So we've had a number of people actually partner up with their friends and neighbors and get 250, 500,000 masks. So the biggest challenge now with delivery, to your question, is not the shipping time. It is literally getting the product on the plane. We've had masks delivered in 4 business days. We had masks delivered in 10 days. Our average delivery time is about 7 business days. So if you order today, by next Tuesday, the following Tuesday, you should have them.
What's the cost for 250 masks?
They're $496 delivered.
$5 times mask. 250 is $1,250. So if I want to spend $1,250, I can have delivered to my door 250 of N95 quality. They're called KN95. This is the Chinese version of the N95 mask, correct?
Exactly. And so we actually, our hospital price is $296. Our price to the public is from $496 to $298, depending on quantity. But the masks themselves are actually a lot more comfortable than the N95 masks, which is what I think drove compliance in China. If you put on a KN95 mask, it's soft, it still has 95% filtration, and it's comfortable to wear all day. The N95 mask, you can ask your doctor.
Oh, I've seen them. They're sweating buckets when they wear those things.
They are.
They seem protective, but they also seem difficult. I'm out of time. Okay, so Leo, if I wanted to order it, I just go to iPromo.com?
You got it, and we'll get them right out.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.